Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm.
You know what's coming up next, right, guys? You know. This is coming up next. There we go. I'm back. I'm like Billy Pilgrim. I've become unstuck in time. Wowzers! I said this would be a success if I could get 250 people listening. Hello to 296 of you guys. Wowzers! Oh! Hello, caller. You're the first call.
Hello, is that Tommy Boyd?
No, I'm afraid it's not.
Oh, I've got about 7 years worth of material here. How long have you got?
I've got about 36 seconds.
How are you, Ian?
I'm very well, thank you, caller. How are you? And can I just check with the people in the Discord? You can hear this call, right? Otherwise, it's...
Hello?
Yes. Hello, I'm good.
You want a telly?
No, not for a while.
Never mind. Something good will cut up soon enough.
Okay, and I think that's going to be me cutting you off, probably.
No.
There we go. We're in. So this is... Tick-tock. This is a phone-in show. Can you bump the callers a tad? You mean get rid of them? What? How would I make the callers louder? That's pushing things. Oh, jeez, that was loud. Bump the callers a tad? I mean, you're asking a man who doesn't know what he's doing. 0203-286-6370, it's the whatever you want to call this show. We have a call. Let's see. Hello, caller!
Hello, it's Fadson.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Fadson, for those... All right, well, listen, we're straight in. This is great. Okay, if people call in, it's just me, right? So if people call in and I don't answer you back, I will call you back as soon as I can. And if you're calling in anonymously, which we don't normally do, because quite often Fadson, they're assholes. But what we might... keep calling in. I will take anonymous calls tonight until we get our first white supremacist, and then I'll probably knock it on the head. Fadson is... Oh, you know, I want to say I discovered you, but I didn't discover you. Life discovered you. Fadson's going to be one of... the Fadson podcast is going to be one of the shows... that's going to be on Radio Anywhere. And I listened to it the other day. We spoke for the first time today together. And Fadson is what I'm calling you, right?
Yeah, that's what you can call me. Yeah, call me Fadson, yeah.
I'm going to call you Fadson. how are you doing, man? It's nice to talk to you again. And thank you for calling in.
No, I said I would. I'm really good, thanks. I've just released our latest episode, which is so far doing well. And I thought I'd tune in, see how you were, and have a feel for the show.
I've made a terrible mistake. I've been out tonight to AA. I've been at an AA meeting. Then I wanted to get a Chinese on the way back, but I forgot that for some reason Chinese restaurants don't open on a Monday. So I got home, Fadson, and I ordered a curry, and I literally wolfed it all down in the space of two songs. And now I don't feel very well. Now I've got my tummy hurts. So that's where we're at.
What are you like? I'm loving the show so far, though.
Shut up, man. You wait. You go. It's all downhill from here. Fadson, tell us, because we're going to... genuinely, this show is flipping brilliant. I listened to the latest episode the other day, and it was... I thought everyone on there was so engaging and captivating and just... great storytellers. This is, for me, is what radio is about and what podcasts are about. It's about telling stories and being congruent and being honest in yourselves. And the three of you were telling great stories. It was like, going downstairs to a basement, and you can hear that there are three really good friends in there chatting. And you don't want to go in because you don't know them, but it's kind of nice. This is a really creepy scenario I'm painting. It's like eavesdropping on people, which is a great... it's a great compliment.
It is indeed. Thank you very much for that compliment as well. I'm glad we gave off the right sort of impression.
How have you spoken? Because I tried to find you on Facebook. You reached out to me, and then I tried to find you, and I clicked on the Fadson podcast, I think, Facebook page, and it gave me a WhatsApp number. But I was then WhatsApping your friend in America, who... I sent this really long message thinking that it was you, and we'd kind of spoken a bit on Facebook. And so I get this reply like 5 hours later going, is this text for real? So is CJ, he's okay with this, is he, right? He's okay.
Yeah, no, he's cool. He's cool with it. It was, I don't know how his number ended up on there as being the main point of contact, but it is apparently. So
yeah.
We will look into that. I either get it changed or for him to maybe be a bit more professional with his response.
For him to know that it's his phone number that's on there. Listen, I'm only doing an hour tonight. This is kind of a test, so I'm gonna boot you off in a second. But plug your podcast, please, please, please. Tell, and honestly, dear listener, I think I didn't post the link in Discord. I know I tweeted it. Honestly, check this out. It's a great podcast. I suggest you get it from the source, but we will be playing it on the station as the station progresses. Give us a little brief description, Fadson, and where people can get it.
So it's just an open and honest, unfiltered podcast, and we discuss anything and everything there is out there. So from relationships to racism to the effect of social media to mental health to everything, you know, we've got a bit of, there's something on there for everyone. Available on all most major podcasting platforms, including Apple, Spotify, and Google. It's the Fadson podcast. That's FADSON. And enjoy. I'd love to hear what you guys think about it. Follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and all that. And yeah,
send me a... Can you do me a little tweet now with the link, and I'll retweet it while it's fresh in everybody's minds, and they will all dive in and devour it.
I'll tweet you right now, and we'll get it out there.
Thank you, man. I'm really looking forward to working with you. Thank you so much for getting in touch.
Not a problem at all. Thanks for taking the call, and we'll chat in the week, I'm sure.
Thank you, Fadson. Take care. There we go. There we go. Ooh. That's a signing. I mean, I make it sound like people are getting paid. It's a great podcast, genuinely. There ain't no crap going on this station. Oh, we've got an anonymous call. What could possibly go wrong? Was the volume on that call better? Hello, anonymous.
Hi, Ian. It's Sean.
Hey, Sean. Have you watched Ambulance recently?
No. I have. Did you just watch... Custody just finished.
No, I'm busy doing a radio show, mate.
Oh, just ringing up. Can I have a little segment on your new radio show? Doing what's on TV? Please. What are you laughing at?
Let's try it. Let's try it now. Let's try it.
Okay. Well, tonight I'm 24 hours in police custody. There was a person who was 40 got sent down for... I don't want to drag the spirit of the show down, but
yes.
He was a very bad man. He
right.
Raped 39
okay.
under 16.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed. Okay. Wowzers. People, everyone in the Discord who was saying, yeah, give him a slot, is now, no, don't give him a slot. Here we got another anonymous. Okay. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. We cannot hear you, caller. Oh, I meant to press that button there. That will change the title. Hello, caller.
Oh, is this radio you won't hear anywhere else?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I
I'm out of practice. Honestly, I can't go to second sentence.
Do you want to? Do you want to tell me that I
work on this?
Do you want to tell me that I love Mike's dickin' and then we just call it quits?
No, because I've got so much stored up. It's like
Then do it. You haven't got anything. It would seem.
I'm struggling.
All right. Goodbye. Ooh. I mean. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. I am taking withheld numbers. Matty, can I just get a thumbs up that the volume is okay on the calls? I didn't do anything. I just think they're doing it better. I don't know. I haven't got all of my beds. I used to have all of my beds. I don't have all of my beds. Good evening, caller.
Prady.
Wow. Do you remember talk radio? I did think I want to start a station. I nearly called this talk radio, T-O-R-K, and it would just be all about Peter Talk. Hello, caller!
How's it going?
It's going very well.
It sounds brilliant. It sounds professional.
Oh, God, we'll stop that. Are you listening on the website or have you downloaded the application?
I've got the app. And very good. Very impressed I was with, you know, the way you set up the, you know, the schedules and all the shows.
Yes.
So, excellent.
Also think as well that we've corrected the spelling mistake on the hello Helen who's listening. I think we've corrected the spelling mistake on the Apple Store, which is great, because that was upsetting me. That was upsetting me a lot.
I've just got back from my AI myself.
Oh, me too, brother. How'd it go?
Very good. And I had one of the best meetings ever last Thursday.
Yes,
it was a real brilliant meeting. Very, very emotional. For a speaker who was speaking, and I had the similarities.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really touching. And thinking back now, I'm mainly quite tearful, but I'm happy because it was so powerful. It was lovely.
Yeah. I had a good meeting. Talked about feeling suicidal in there, and people, I'm always cautious about that kind of stuff, but I had people come up to me afterwards and say, oh, yeah, I identify with that. Thanks for sharing it. Thank you very much for sharing it. And I gave my phone, you know, so it was a good meeting.
Great. Can I just ask you something about the show?
Yes, yeah, sir, you can. I may not answer
it. On the apps, I don't know whether it's possible.
Yep.
But can you put the name of the artist and the track name?
Is it not? It should be showing up.
It just says the Monkees Steam something.
Oh, I forgot to change it. That was my fault. When I'm doing it live, I have to type it in, and I couldn't be bothered. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Ray here.
Ah! You are going to get those lovely little butt cheeks slapped. I only remembered, like at 10 minutes to 10, that you'd made a playlist. I think, how am I going to get all the old songs? And I looked it up, and that's why we had Remy Nicole, that's why we had Olive, and that's why we had Matt Munro, because of you. Now, which is great, so thank you. But I'm just looking at my laptop. I've lost all of my beds. All of my beds have disappeared. So could you find them all for me, please? Lord Sitar, Daydream Believer, I'm a Believer, the Blad Cell Ensemble, Go Your Own Way, Vitamin String. Could you find all of those, please, for me, please, Ray?
Yeah, they're all up on the playlist.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at it now. Casino Royale.
Shut up.
Bingo, Chico Arnaz, Would I?
Goodbye, goodbye. They're all up there? What's this? Oh! Oh, my God! But when I come home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. But when I get onto you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. That's enough of that nonsense. Let's take this call. Hello, caller. Oh, they disappeared. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you would like to give us a call, and if you don't believe me...
Call in now on 0203 286
6370. Yes, well, thank you, Gina. Hello, caller.
I'm not being funny, but...
I know you're not.
I should get a segment if that boring chap gets a segment.
Hang on, who are you talking about, me? No,
no, the other fella.
Sean. Oh, Sean. Ambulance.
Crime fella. Yeah.
Ambulance.
What a cheery topic he brought up.
Okay. Well, what would your segment be?
Well, I got two things, but one would be what's hot on the net.
What's hot on the net?
Today. Is this going to be a daily show, or is it just going to be like once and never again?
It's his. Well, his. Okay. That's a serious question.
Secondly, is there a forum we can type into attached to this?
Yes, Discord. Go to the Discord.
I don't know what that is, man.
Okay. Well, then I cannot help you. What forum? What do you mean a forum? What is this? 1987? What is this goddamn piece of trash? 1987? What the hell are you talking about? 0203 286. 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us... I've got terrible indigestion. Hello, yes?
Hi, man, it's Sean. You forgot to tell me when to come in for an interview.
No.
I was quite good.
You were a little bit... Okay, well, people are calling it Sean's slot.
Can we sort something out?
Yeah, sure. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cut you off and then I'm going to play some Herb Alpert.
Give me half hour.
There we go. Thank you very much indeed. Down. Check when I talk over this, the music dips right because it doesn't dip for me, but I think it dips for you. Let's assume it does. Daniel says it doesn't dip. Oh, Zabala, que no vojo dwa. Microphone is live. When microphone is live, duck music. How about now? Does it dip now? It says it should dip. We stop because someone says yes, the music dip, but no one else is saying that the music dip is a better what? Hang on, let's take this. Hello. Hello, caller. That's they were just testing it work. So you can hear me over the music. Well, that's marvellous. Back to you, Herb.
Call in now on 0203 286 6370.
This is by Daniel Arnold, who's my new friend. Mm. Hello, caller. You call back.
See me in my boots and ting.
See me in my boots and ting.
Oh, we don't want that. No, no, no. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Excuse that. Hello, caller.
I just wondered if we have any promos.
If we had any what?
Promos. Free promos.
Pummels.
Promos.
get out of here, you knobber. Let's try this one. Promos. Hello, caller.
Hi, it's Gafford.
Oh, jeez. Nice one, man.
Yeah. Just thought I'd check in.
Yep.
I got a birthday card today from someone I don't know.
Okay, who was it?
Genuinely, there was a £1 scratch card in there, and it's from someone called Dell, and I don't know Adele. I don't know someone.
You don't know Adele? You should do. She's a really famous singer. She's just she's just released a new single. You don't know Adele?
I don't know Adele, but it was posted to my address, like they knew my address. It's not like someone local.
Right.
They obviously knew my address.
Yes.
And they felt nicely enough to send me a £1 scratch. I didn't win, but that's not the point.
I genuinely
don't know them.
Okay. What do we need to do about it? What do
I'm
we
just
need to
putting
do?
It out there. I don't know if it's a topic you want to bring
I'll
up.
I'll put you out in a minute with a fist in your hooter. 0203-286-637. Now we have an anonymous voice message, which we'll play. So let me explain what this is. Actually, we got a load of voice messages from the other day. Do you want to hear some old voice messages? There's this one.
It's only Rainbow Jewel.
Come back to that in a second. Are the calls sounding okay compared with my voice? That's the question.
What's the old man in Squid Game?
Sorry? What? What did he say? Are the calls good? Because if you can hear me over the music, then I'm worrying if I'm louder than the call. Sounds fine. Okay.
It's only Rainbow George.
We just could call him. Just wondering. I mean, we have the power to call that guy. 0203-286-6370. So what is this? Right. They are slightly lower than your voice, but it's fine. It's fine, is it? Okay, well, let's try. Hello, caller.
Is it Ghostbusters 2?
Yes. So what this is, right? So there's this radio station called Radio Anywhere, and I got to thank radio.co, who have given me a cracking deal on this, right? And it allows you to set up a radio station. There is an app for the iPhone, and we have corrected...
Oh, download the app.
Thank you, Gina.
And listen to Radio Anywhere.
Thank you, Gina. We have corrected the spelling on that. There will be an app for Android. You should also... Can someone check Alexa? It's going to be on Alexa in the next couple of days. Alexa, play Radio Anywhere. Can someone just try that for me? It's going to happen. And, of course, you can listen to the website. Now, what is this radio station? I don't know, but I've got some really talented people, including Fadson, who we heard early on, the computer game show. My mind has gone blank. Pete is one, and we've got some really cool people, and we're going to be putting out your kind of shows, and most of them will be pre-recorded, podcasts and things like that, people's back catalogue. There will be some live stuff. And a lot of it will be music from my iPod. There will be some live stuff. Now, if this is enjoyable and is fun, we've got 372 people listening, which is great. If this is enjoyable and fun, I'm going to do one of these once a week. I'm going to be for 2 hours. Tonight's an hour because this is a test. Probably Monday, 10 till midnight. If the numbers keep growing, we'll do it twice a week, Monday and Tuesday, 10 till midnight. And then after that, I'm not quite sure. Because I would love to be able to pay the artist. Not a lot. No one's going to get rich. There we go. Daniel, thank you. I would love to be able to pay the artist. Not a lot, you know, but tens of pounds as opposed to nothing. Of pounds. Jeez, that hurts. Oh, And, you know, I'm getting a sweet deal from radio.co. But there are expenses in terms of the PRS license. I'm allowed to play music. And in terms of stuff. So part of... first of all, we're open for advertising. Oh, man. We're open for advertising. Let me just get rid of these burps. Hang on a minute. Let me, just, could you bear with me while I get rid of these burps? That's the wrong version.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You sent me the wrong... That's the wrong version. Hang on a second. We're going to go... Thank you very much, big boy. Let's try this one. Maybe I downloaded it wrong. Maybe this is the right version. Yeah, it's Alexa. It should work on Alexa. Oh, it's the wrong version.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with fire up. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with the girl named Bo.
No, that is not, that is an incorrect version. I'm going to find it. Because you deserve the best. Here we go. You deserve the best, and you're going to get the best, and this is it. Hey. There we go. I want it to stop. There we go.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with fire up. I've never been with anything less than a man. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone past with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead.
Oh my God, we've just missed, wait there.
I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay. Hey, hey, I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Rocky Welch. But when I wound up in the hay, it's only hay.
Okay, well, we're going to call someone back. I don't know how to fix the noise. I don't know how to fix the volume on the calls. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do.
Hello.
Hello, Nigel. I missed your call. And I missed you.
Hi, Ian.
I miss you. I miss you every day.
I'll just turn the sound down.
Turn the sound down, Nigel.
Am I live on air?
Well, you're on a brand new radio station called Radio...
It's just for an hour, isn't it?
It's tonight's show is just for an hour, yes.
Colin Simmons just sent me the message when I got his message.
Simmons is the guy I have to kick up the jacks at. Nice.
Do you know Colin Simmons?
No, I do. He's a bad boy. He's a very bad boy. Don't
about your new show.
Don't hang around with Simmons.
Why not?
He's a bad, bad man.
Have you banned him from your show then?
I've banned him from banned him from breathing.
Is Catherine with you?
Nope.
But it says Catherine, doesn't it?
Nope.
Will she be with you tomorrow night?
Nope.
So is that from your house you're talking?
Yep.
Right. And so are you not going to do any more with Catherine then?
No, I will be doing more with Catherine.
You will, as well, some with Catherine as well.
Yeah.
So is this going out live on the radio?
It's what I call radio in inverted commas. So
how would you get it on the radio waveband then?
Well, you wouldn't get it on the radio waveband then, but you have to listen to it online. Everything is online these days, baby. So, you got to get online.
Yeah. So
people can hear you. I can tell you I'll tell you exactly how many people are listening. 367 people are listening, and one of them is Shane Ritchie.
Oh, the personality.
Shane, the personality Ritchie, as my family call him.
Shane Ritchie, what, the younger one or the older one? The younger one, you mean, don't you?
Hang on.
Is he the one that did Butlins?
That's the rumour. He did all of Butlins.
He started at Butlins, didn't he, Shane?
Oh, were you thinking of Paul Shane?
No, he was in EastEnders, Shane Ritchie.
Yeah, but I'm confused by that. Is he the older one or the younger one?
Well, the older one, I thought, was the one that was in that thing at a holiday camp.
Yeah, that's Paul. That's Paul Shane, Heidi High.
Paul Shane,
Are you ever going to finish?
So how can we help you tonight, Nigel, on this inaugural...
It's lovely to talk to you, Ian.
Must be.
I didn't expect to get through so quickly.
It's just,
You get my number come up on your switchboard.
No, I don't get your number. I get your name. It says Nigel from Maidstone.
Well, that's all right, then.
Yes. Yes, buddy.
Even better.
Isn't it?
But you've got my number anyway. You've already got my number.
Yeah.
It's my mum's birthday on the 22nd of October.
Do you want to do a duet of I Miss You?
What? Do something for mum now, if you want.
Shall we do a duet? We haven't done a duet.
With you?
Yeah.
What, I Miss You?
I Miss You too, Nigel, but shall we do a duet? You like that one?
I prefer to sing on my own, really. We can do... It could be both. What do you want to sing as a duet together then?
No, it's all right, Nigel. You sing on your own.
I'll come out tonight and.
You.
I'll come out, yeah.
Yeah.
Sing.
You sing. No, you sing, Nigel. I'm fine.
What would you like to do as a duet?
Oh, it's all right, early. Nigel. I'm fine. You sing your song on your own.
I've got to think. I'll do a short bit of I Miss You, and you can join in if you want to. I miss you, I miss your smile, that I may shed a tear every once in a while. Even though it's different now, you're still here somehow. Now I won't let you go. I need you to know. I miss you. La, 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 la. I miss you.
I
fly,
Fly Me to the Moon. You know?
Now, you're all right. I want this.
Coronavirus.
We don't want it anymore. It's the coronavirus. Take it away. It's the coronavirus. Go away. I can't stand it anymore. Please go away. I can't forget the time I heard you say, it's the coronavirus. Take it away. Don't go out there anymore. Here we come. We don't want it anymore. It's the coronavirus. Take it away. We don't want it anymore. Please, God, take it away. I want to dedicate this song to my mum, who's turning 71 just a few weeks ago. Happy birthday, Mum. Love ya.
Oh, would I?
71 years old on the 2nd of October. Love ya, Mum.
Ooh, would I, would I? Ooh, would I?
Love Mum. You gotta love Mum. Oh 203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. So this is kind of an experiment. Part of me is thinking, do you know what I'm thinking all the way is? I'm thinking about how do I make the phone calls louder than me, and I don't think I can. There's no way of making it louder. I mean, I can make myself quieter and then you turn it up your end. Is that a thing? Happy birthday, Mum. Love ya. I'm thinking of doing a Kickstarter, but I'm worried the Kickstarter will damage the Patreon, you see? Stupot says they don't sound not loud enough to me. Okay.
Guys, can we run that sentence through the computer? And when we get the results back, 3 weeks.
3 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks, okay. Happy birthday, Mum! Hey, I'm 2 days off being 10 months clean and sober. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much. There we go. Let's get a call. We got a call. Hello, caller. You're live on Radio Anywhere.
I love Shane Ritchie. Can you get me an intro? He's like my idol.
Well, he's listening.
Shane, I think we should work together. I could give him some tips.
Okay, we'll give Shane a tip now. He's listening. You've not really thought any of these calls through, have you? 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. Oh, I wonder how many tickets there are left for the show in Luton. Shall we have a little look? For the show in Luton, we're doing a live show. Let's go and have a little look. They added an extra 20 tickets. It's still not full capacity, so don't panic, guys. There's 8 tickets left. 8 tickets left. The venue holds about 110, so there is still room for social distancing for all of you pussies that are still social distancing. 0232866370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call, like this person does. Hello, caller. It works. You've called me on my home phone number.
Oh, Sean, I'll do it for 20 quid.
If you pay me 40, I'll consider it. It's gone. 0203-286-6370. So, I'm thinking of maybe doing a Kickstarter to try and get some money to cover all my costs. to pay a little bit to the presenters, and it'd be nice to make some money out of this. So I'm considering a Kickstarter. I kind of started. It's quite hard starting up a Kickstarter. You've got to do loads of typing and stuff. And I kind of started it, but I don't know if I don't want to detract from the. I reckon $5,000. I don't want to detract from the Patreon. I was inspired by Mr. Biffo, who's made like £75,000 through donations, which is great. Hello, George. What's your problem, dude? Come and sit up here. Come on. Thank you. 0203-286-6370. Let's take this call. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is a message for Shane Ritchie. Hi, Shane. Just wondering, what fat butcher like in real life? Thanks very much.
Cheers. Okay, Shane, if you're listening, 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Darts Dave says, I'm a patron but wouldn't want to pay more. Well, it's not... Okay, that Dave, I don't know what to do with that information. I don't know what to do. It's all voluntary, right? The paying is voluntary. Is it? Okay, it's all voluntary, Dave. Don't worry about that. It's all voluntary. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. Be honest, I've had more calls tonight than we were expecting. People asking if this will be a podcast. Yeah, kinda. I tell you what this will be. This is being recorded, so this will get repeated a lot. So if you're listening to this and it's not Monday the 18th of October at 10:41, then it's a pre-record, right? So this will get repeated quite a bit. And it will go as a podcast. Catherine, can I send you the audio and you upload it on the old rabbit hole feed? Would that be possible? Let's put that up there. But no, in Dave's... you wouldn't... Here's the thing. You wouldn't have to pay more money. I don't quite understand your thing because you don't have to pay more. That's the thing. It's all voluntary. So you don't have to... Hang on a minute. I think what you've sent me there, Jason, is how to stop it. It usually telephone calls with a zipper. Automatically lowers the level of other sounds. That's not what we want, right? That's not what we want. That's a different thing because that's lowering the level of itself. I don't know. It's all voluntary. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you can. So we're just kind of playing around here. I mean, I don't even know if this radio thing is going to be a thing. Dave has clarified, I voluntarily pay, but don't want to voluntarily pay twice as much. Now I understand you, Dave. Thank you. And it's a tough one, isn't it? This is costing money. And I would, you know, here's where I'm thinking, right? This is fun, but what's the point? And if it's going to take up more of my time and it's going to mean I'm doing like double the amount of shows. So we're doing this show and the Patreon show, and I'm not getting any money for doing this. Then what is the point? You know, I've had enough artistic satisfaction throughout my life that I don't really need any more of that anymore. So I don't know. I'm thinking out loud. It will be great to monetize it. There'll be a little bit of merch. No one's going to get... I don't know. The caller levels sound fine, but the music is a bit low? Really? Holy. Holy jackamole. You could do these as paper show. Hello, caller.
Have you really had enough artistic satisfaction throughout your life?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Okay, I'm lying.
What? That's not an argument.
Okay.
You crack.
Crack you in a minute with my fist. 0203-286-6370. So I don't know what this is. I don't know what I am. I don't know where we are. So, and that's confusing to me. You know, I don't want to do. I don't want to do more stuff for free. I want to get paid. I want to be on the radio. So I'm thinking about doing a Kickstarter. It's all voluntary. You know, it is what it is. But thank you for signing up. Do sign up to the Patreon. Do sign up to the Patreon because there's Brett Ritchie, which is really Shane Ritchie. So thank you. Get an 0870 number. No, Dave, you've had your say. Your say is done. 0203-286-6370.
Don't put
a cock on. Be quiet.
Good morning, lovely, lovely.
You're very, very welcome. Indeedly doodly. Let's just... Oh, man, what a life. What a time to be alive. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Artistic satisfaction, that's not a thing that you sort of have a quota of, surely, that you just fill by a certain age. I mean, like, child stars or whatever, or, you know, people who write things very young, they don't write that and then go, actually, that must be done now. I think
for a lot of it is, I feel like I've made my best stuff, and I think you can have that, and I don't think it's connected necessarily to when you start. I feel like I've had enough creative. I disagree with you.
Do you not think that that sort of creative need is inherent in you, though?
No.
All right, fair enough.
Well, no, I don't, and I think part of it is ego, in terms of creating stuff. So I'm trying to find Swing in London. There, it's gone. I think part of it is oh no, I found Choo Choo Boogie. We'll play that instead. Part of it is ego. I don't feel the need to be creative anymore. I've done it. I've done it, Pete.
If that's where you're at, that's where you're at.
That's where I'm at, buddy. Thank you for calling. 0203. Don't know what this is. This isn't what I thought it was. I know what we need. I know what we need. Bear with me, caller. There is no caller. You ready? Hang on. Bear with me, caller. The sheen is coming off now, isn't it? Hang on. Don't have any of these songs. I don't have any of these songs. Bear with me, caller. What is... Oh, I can't find it, and I don't want to say what I was looking for. Still haven't found what I'm looking for. What was it? Here it is. Found it.
The Guardian calls Pixel 4...
Shut up. You're not my advert. You're not my advert. You don't pay me.
349.
Shut up. You're not my advert. Whereas this is. Ready? It's for you guys.
G'day. Vanochtend vroeg vertrokken in de luwte na de nacht. En 10 minuten op de trein gewacht. Want die hadden wat vertraging en mijn god, daar baal ik van. Omdat ik nu 10 minuten minder bij je blijven kan. Kreeg ding, kreeg ding, kreeg ding, kreeg ding. Station, ik kom op plaatsen waar ik nooit ben geweest.
rammelt plots een kar roept een juffrouw koffiedee. Ik heb wel dorst, toch zeg ik nee.
Ik wacht wel
een en loopt de trein vermindert vaart terwijl mijn hart steeds sneller gaat. Kijk uit het raam om te zien of zij daar staat.
Kregeding, 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 kregeding.
Ik stap uit, kijk om me heen, en even voel ik mij alleen, want ik zie haar nog niet staan. Maar van achter een pilaar verschijnt haar lachende gezicht. Voor mijn gevoel lijkt alles langzamer te gaan. En ik ren op haar af, zij komt mij tegemoet. En achter ons vertrekt de trein, omdat de trein nou eenmaal verder moet.
It's a pleasure I get out of life.
Kregeding, 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 kregeding. Kregeding, 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 kregeding.
En ik blijf bij jou slapen. Jij woont
we lost 20 listeners by playing the day.
La la. Gaat het ritme door? Kreeg ring, kreeg ring, kreeg ring, kreeg ring.
Kreeg ring, kreeg ring. 20 listeners have gone as a result of Gadang Gadang. Imagine if we miss your call, call you straight back. Woo! Yes! Gadang Gadang, Gadang Gadang, Gadang Gadang, Gadang Gadang. Hello, caller.
Hello, Ian.
How may I be of assistance to you?
I've come across something slightly interesting today on the internet.
Now,
you know the band
things.
Black Lace?
Yes, I do.
Had a few big hits in the early to mid-80s.
Are you going to tell me the story about one of them being kidnapped?
No, just one of them's a little bit cheeky. One of the guys who wasn't with them during their commercial peak, he joined a good few years later.
Yes.
He's just released an autobiography. Oh. Still pushing pineapples after all these years.
Okay.
Oh, how cheeky. And he calls himself Mr. Agadoo. Bit cheeky, isn't it?
One
he had
of
nothing
them.
To do with the single.
That's outrageous. By the way, shut up. Just want to ask, dear listener, I've done something to the sound. Does the call sound any different, please? Thank you very much indeed. There was one of them got kidnapped. Was tied up and was forced to listen to Black Lace songs. This is true.
How awful.
This is true.
Well, one I'm talking about, his name is Dean Michael. He went to prison a few years ago for a disability benefit fraud.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on Judge Rinder, him and his wife. One was suing the other for buying a car or a caravan that the other one
the Taliban?
Didn't agree with.
A Taliban?
A car or a caravan.
The Taliban? Car? Or Taliban?
Taliban.
Taliban.
Caravan, as in what you
Taliban. The Taliban.
A caravan. Can't remember if it's car or caravan. I think the wife wanted a car, he wanted a caravan.
You
so one was doing the other.
You can't have one without the other.
Buying.
You
well,
need
no, you definitely
both.
Can't have
both.
And also,
yes, sir.
He's very cheeky because one of the original members
yeah.
does a lot of shows overseas and they go by the name the original Black Lace.
Bastards.
And this guy, he's allowed to do that because he's one of the original
Good
members.
Good for him. In that
guy,
case, you go for it.
And this guy, he does shows. He actually now, this Dean Michael, he performs with a guy who comes second on Britain's Got Talent in 2008.
Oh, Jesus
there was a
Christ.
Guy, some people might remember him. He was like a singer-comedian and he did like a Boyzone takeoff where he did the different voices of Boyzone when he was standing in their positions and he'd go to the back to do dance moves with the backing singers.
Right.
And they cleverly, because he's not legally allowed to use the name Black Lace.
Right. But so was he call himself Dark Satin?
They do quite a few 80s festivals and they're billed always as Black Lace's Conga Party, which makes it seem like it's just Black Lace and the name of their show is a conga party. But that's their name. That's what you call that.
I would, if I were going to start a Black Lace rip-off band, I would call it Dark Anti-Macassar.
Dark Cotton, something like that, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. There we go. I would call it Dark anti-Macassar. And I would also, if I was a scientist who needed to talk about dark matter but couldn't use the phrase, I call it dark anti-Macassar. Good evening, caller.
Yeah, I worked with Black Mace, summer season in Tenerife.
You cracked. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number.
Black Bra
is my Black Lace tribute band, and it always shall be. We're drawing to the end of this nonsense, and it is nonsense, really, and it is pointless, and it serves no purpose. Station needs a tagline. Well, the tagline is you can listen to radio anywhere. It's the tagline if you want it. Well, then phone in. People say don't stop. No. Well, then phone in. Here we go. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening. I'd like to register a complaint.
Oh, where you go, please.
Well, someone earlier called up and tried to do Boots and Ting and did a very bad version of it.
Oh, so, it was bloody awful. Would you like to play the game?
Yes.
So, and I'm not going to... I put my hands up to show I'm not going to cheat. Right, so this is it.
Me Boots and Ting.
Right. I am going to either speed it up... I've got to remember how to do it. Hang on a minute. Add effect. Bear with me, please, caller. Pitch, it's not pitch. Very speed. Let me try this. Hang on. Okay, right. So I am going to either speed this up or slow it down, and you have to guess. You have to guess
okay.
It. Right? So I've made the change. I made the adjustments. I promise you I'm not going to cheat. Have I slowed down your Boots and Ting, or have I speeded up your Boots and Ting?
I'm going to go for slowed down.
Absolutely correct. It's 1-0 to you. Okay, the first one to three is the winner. I can't make... Right. Have I... So the three options are slowed down, sped and up, or normaled. So I am... Okay. Hang on a minute. I haven't done it yet. Okay. What have I done?
Normaled.
Wrong.
One-all.
Why is this such a good... Did we play this at the last live show? I don't think we did.
No, it was on... the famous Brighton show. We played it at. But...
This was on the list of games to play. We must play it at the next one. Right. So it's 1-1. Slowed and down, sped and up, or completely the same?
I'll go for normal again.
Wrong! Richard's okay. Richard in the chat. The complexity of the rules spoils the game. All right, so it's 2-1 to me. First one to three. Okay, Dave, sped and up, slow and down, or the same?
Slowed down.
It's 2-2.
Got one back.
This is it. This is the decider. Is it sped and up, slow and down, or the same?
Sped up.
The same! Goodbye, Dave. Thank you. Ooh. Goodbye. Goodbye. Unbelievable. Annette. Oh, man. I wanted to play one more thing. Here we go. This is what I wanted to play. What a way to end a show. We are coming to an end, and that's okay. Skype callers sound better. Thank you. Leslie Joseph, I want to say. It's not Leslie Joseph. Leslie Joseph. Jason Leslie. Leslie Joseph. Just the girl for me. I want all the world to see we've met. Ah. Thank you to Shane Ritchie who's listening. I don't know if he is or not. So this is the radio station. This is it. By the way, if people call in, I'll carry on, but they're not, so we're done. This is it. This is Radio Anywhere. There is an app for the Apple, iOS. There's going to be one for Google soon. So, I've enjoyed this. So, how about we definitely do this again next Monday? We definitely do this again next Monday, right? Right? 10 o'clock next Monday. I don't want to commit to any more this week. This is, we haven't even launched the station yet. This is nothing yet. Listeners, as the show comes to an end, thank you, Fadson, for calling in. It's a great podcast. I suggest. Thank you to all the Patreons. It's a week. You've got your schedule, right? You've got your links. It's a week again of Patreon only shows. Imagine. Richard said he made a donation. It's a pound. Thank you, Richard. Every penny counts. Thank you for the Patreon. If I did do a Kickstarter, the Patreon would be the most important thing, really. Chicken's calling. Be back again. Key change, please. Key change. Thank you. This is going to be broadcast again and again and again on here. There will be a podcast free on the old, the old rabbit hole podcast feed on there. It'll be on there at some point. I'm sure I'll work out how to rip the audio. Darts Dave has been insane in the chat. Absolutely insane. We had 370 people listening. I said it was going to be a success if we worked up to 250. So that's a big success. Now, Patreons, thank you. See you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Thank you, everyone, for this. This is interesting. This is fun. I don't know what this is. I know that I enjoyed it, and I know it's one of those things I probably need to really work at it for 6 months and see if we can grow it into something. We had 370 people listening, which is great. That's 120 more than I was expecting. I thought I'd get after 3 or 4 months. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.